eating fish at home is still a bit of a chore for me. Even though I love seafood, the idea of cooking it doesn't often inspire me. I blame it on my mom. Sorry, Mom, but your idea of eating fish only on Fridays to satisfy our religious observances suited me just fine, because invariably on Fridays we ate nothing but fish sticks, right from the freezer. Oh, there would be an odd fillet shape of fish thrown in there, but it was mostly breaded and fried, just like the square fish sticks were from the freezer. There was never a piece of fresh fish in our house. When I was a teenager, I went bass fishing with my uncle at his cabin near Lake Huron. We were often successful, but he gutted and filleted the fish outside the cabin, and I had the job of swatting away the wasps as he worked. I was deathly afraid of flying, stinging creatures then, so I considered it a dangerous occupation. And every night we were at the cabin, we had fried fish fillets. Not bad, but it didn't make me want to cook fish. Now I'm a little more adventurous. I've met chefs all over the world who have given me some advice on cooking and choosing seafood. The latest one in the lineup was David Pasternak, executive chef of Esca, one of Mario Batali's restaurants in New York City. He came to Vancouver's Sea Restaurant to cook some fish and talk about his first cookbook, The Young Man and the Sea. Pasternak wants to demystify seafood cookery and says people are still very intimidated by fish.
First of all, they're afraid to cook it at home because they think it smells. And B, they're afraid to cook it at home because they think they're going to overcook it. And those are two big fears. And they're not really sure what they're buying. They think it's fresh. They don't know. They're not really sure. So those are some of the problems.
The first thing he'd like everyone to do is to stop buying fish at a supermarket. Get out there and find a fishmonger you can trust and like.
Well, give them some basic information, you know, kind of do like our grandmothers did. Our grandmothers developed a relationship with the butcher, the fishmonger, the grocer, and that's really the way to do it. You know, if he sees that you're coming, he wants to sell you his best product. He wants you to come back. You're a good customer.
But so much of what we buy now, we get at a supermarket where you don't necessarily have a fishmonger.
But you need to change it.
He says ask around to find out who other people are using. When you go in a fish shop, it shouldn't really smell like fish. The seafood should look vibrant. The fish should have bright eyes and red gills. And the flesh should spring back when you poke it. When it comes to cooking the fish, you do have to be careful. And it is an acquired skill.
You have to feel it. If you're not sure, you can take a little knife, make a little hole, see if it's still pink in the center. But people think you got to keep cooking it. My mom cooked fish that way until it was dry.
My mother didn't know anything about fish. The only fish we had when we were growing up were fish sticks. So for me to learn how to cook it, a chef once told me, if you cook fish until it's done, you've probably overdone it.
Yeah, exactly. When you think it's done, that's when you should stop. I say, maybe I give it another 2-3 minutes. That's what they always do. And then that's when they kill it.
Of course, you don't have to cook the fish at all. Pasternak traveled to Italy to see how the Italians do seafood and discovered that along some coastal communities, they serve dishes of raw seafood called crudo. When he came back to New York, he started making his own crudo dishes and added some of the recipes to his cookbook. It's kind of like sushi, but not quite.
Do you think that because people are so into sushi these days, it gave you a little bit more leeway in suggesting the raw or crudo dishes?
Most definitely, without a doubt. Now people eat, you know, you go to the supermarket and they have it.
So tell me about your crudo dishes. What makes them, in your mind, so good?
Really super fresh quality fish with a high level of acidity, salt, and really the best extra virgin olive oil produced on the planet.
And do we need to worry about worms or anything like that in fresh fish?
Of course. As somebody who looks at a lot of fish and cuts a lot of sashimi fish, there's a high responsibility in what we do. We need to take the responsibility very, very serious.
Most of the fish that you will buy here in Canada to do something like sashimi or crudo has been previously frozen and inspected, lessening the risk of parasites. Again, it comes down to finding a trustworthy source for your fish. Pasternak doesn't serve any fish that has been frozen on his menu, but in my mind, a fish product properly frozen at sea and carefully defrosted can be just as good as fresh. I have some albacore tuna loin in the freezer right now, so I'm going to make his albacore crudo recipe. It's simply sliced tuna with lemon juice, sea salt, freshly ground black pepper, and high-quality extra virgin olive oil. The other thing I tell people about eating seafood these days is to make sure it comes from a sustainable resource. You'll find links on my website on how to do that, as well as links to a new series from the New York Times on how European fish companies are contributing to a major collapse of West African fisheries. It's all food for thought. I'm Don Genova.